The role of Lieutenant Governor officially is to be experienced and prepared to step in to serve as governor should the need arise.
And the need is here. Kathy Hochul, in her seventh year as Lieutenant Governor, now becomes the first woman to serve as governor in New York State's 233-year history. She'll hold the position until Cuomo's third four-year term ends in December of 2022. And already there's speculation over her run as governor and who else will be in the running. Hochul is 62 years old. She's from Buffalo. She's a centrist Democrat who has voted with Republicans throughout her career. Hochul is the daughter of working-class parents, the second oldest of six children. She's married to William Hochul, who served as U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York from 2010 to 2016. They have two children. She has always championed women. Back in 2006, she established a transitional home for domestic abuse survivors with her mom and her aunt. She says she has fought hard in her career to protect the Affordable Care Act, a woman's right to choose, and the rights of our LGBTQ+ community. Hochul is known as someone who has traveled across the state, visiting all 62 of New York's counties by car each year of her lieutenant governorship for countless ribbon-cutting ceremonies and civic cheerleading events, building connections with local politicians from both parties all across the state. As lieutenant governor, her personality seems to be the opposite of Cuomo, who has kept Hochul at a bit of a distance. Her personal warmth has been said to serve her as political fuel, an asset that's allowed her to forge deep political ties across the state while pushing the governor's message. So, where did she come from politically? For 14 years, Kathy Hochul served in a Buffalo area town council. Then she was appointed to the position of Erie County Town Clerk in 2011 by then-Governor Eliot Spitzer, who also resigned as governor in scandal a year later. Then there was another scandal. This time it propelled her into Congress, where she won a special election after Republican Congressmember Chris Lee, who was caught sending shirtless selfies to a woman he met through Craigslist, resigned his office. Hochul served in Congress from Buffalo from 2011 through 2013. In 2012, she lost her bid to another term despite an endorsement from the NRA. Yes, the NRA. Later, she reversed her thinking on gun regulations, but that was back then. By 2014, she ran with Andrew Cuomo and was elected lieutenant governor in 2015 and reelected 4 years later. Hochul would become the first governor from Buffalo since Grover Cleveland back in the late 1880s. Today, she said she's ready to lead. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.